Hello and welcome to the Church of the Believers radio broadcast, making the biblical text meaningful to life, a 45-minute program from the Church of the Believers with headquarters in Imatari, ST. In today's edition of the program, we will listen to the fifth superintendent of the Church of the Believers, Pastor Charles D. Gay, preach from the text Matthew 21:1-4, and the theme, Jesus enters Jerusalem triumphantly. We will now listen to COB Headquarters Church Travel Choir to do the sermon hymn. And after the sermon hymn, the next verse will be that of Pastor Charles Gay. Can I ask someone to listen?
Again, thank God for Brother Tommy, who is staying here with us. Not forgetting Pastor Jerome, who has come from all the way to Mon in Grandier. He said to be with our men as they are here, that they are going to be a successful one. Amen. I bring greetings from Jacob Town Church, Bethlehem Star of Jesus Christ, where I usually used to worship. And I want to thank God for you all who are praying for the departure of Reverend Dr. Liberty to his hometown, where he has been out from the place for quite a long time. I know at this time, as they are worshiping, Jesus will be there with them, and his stay there will be a successful one. We also want to thank God for the two board members, Pastor Carboy and Pastor Reeves, who the board sent along with to travel with Reverend Liberty. Praise the Lord. We're going to hear a verse on the Easter Sunday. Today being Palm Sunday. And on Palm Sunday, you all know what we do. On Palm Sundays, that where Jesus enters into Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. And as he entered into Jerusalem, he entered there triumphantly. Hallelujah. I want you to turn with me to the book of St. Matthew. St. Matthew chapter 21, from verse 1 downwards. As Jesus and his disciples approached Jerusalem, they came to Bethany at the Mount of Olives. There Jesus sent two of his disciples on ahead with this instruction: go to the village there ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied up with her colt beside her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says, ask you anything, tell him the master needs them, and then he will be led them at once to go. Praise the Lord. With this Bible verse, I'm going to speak to you on the theme, Jesus entered into Jerusalem triumphantly. Amen. You all heard when Jesus was born, as Isaiah was telling us in the book of Isaiah, he said, Jesus, being the Son of God, he tossed the world on his shoulder. The whole world he tossed on his shoulder. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor. Turn with me quickly to the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 8. A child is born to us, a son is given to us, and he will be our ruler. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. His royal power will continue to grow. His kingdom will always be at peace. He will rule as King David's throne. Praise the Lord. You saw how Isaiah was telling us a son will be born unto us. And as he is born, he will be called Wonderful Counselor. He will be called Prince of Peace. He will throw the world on his shoulders. He will rule with power. Amen. He is called Everlasting Father. And when Jesus came, when you watch him closely, you saw all what he did. He was ruling the world with power, with peace, and with all what is needed that a man of God supposed to rule. He was ruling the world, and he turned the world on his shoulders. Praise the Lord. When you saw again how Jesus, when he was born, he was a great preacher. He was preaching, he was healing the sick, he was making the blind to see, he was making the blind, and everything that he does was fruitful in the sight of God. But at this time, as he was entering Jerusalem, he entered there triumphantly. He enters into Jerusalem joyfully. How joyful it is as you have entered here today. Have you entered here joyfully too, as Jesus has called you to come and experience the Palm Sunday Praise the Lord. As he was approaching Jerusalem, and he was somewhere halfway to Bethany, that where he sent two of his disciples to go to town. He said, I'm going to go to that village, and you see two donkeys tied up with their poles on the side, and you're going to bring it to me that I will use to go in the town. Praise the Lord. You can see carefully that he can go in town by walking, but he prefers riding on a donkey, and you saw how easy a donkey is. As men and women of God, you have to observe how a donkey looks like, and it is mild. Jesus wants to be mild as he's going to Jerusalem, so everybody will see him and praise God for what he's going there to do. Praise the Lord. As you are entering, all those that are looking at him took up palm leaves and they started waving, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna to the Son of God, to the one who comes. He comes to the greater spot and is going to do things that presence will come unto him. Are you singing the Hosanna too? When you say yes in your heart, where are the palm leaves that you're singing the Hosanna with? You have to hold the palm leaves as you're singing the Hosanna with it. It did not start there, but some of those that were in the town, they spread their cloth on the way. And Jesus was on a donkey, taking it easy, going. A donkey is mild, my friend. A donkey is not just like a horse. A donkey is very easy, and as Jesus entered into Jerusalem, people were praising God. People were praising him, Jesus, for being the Messiah that has come to rule the world. Yes, Jesus is entering into Jerusalem. What do you say about it? Are you entering with him with joyful songs? Are you entering into Jerusalem praising God that our Savior has come? Are you entering into Jerusalem telling God, thank you for Jesus who has come to take the whole world and put on his shoulder? Where are the clothes are you spreading down the road for Jesus to walk on? Where are the palm leaves are you waving Hosanna with? We have to sing glory to the throne of God, my friend. We have to sing glory to the throne of God because he has come as our Messiah. He has come as our Savior. He has come to take off the sins of the world. We are singing Hosanna today. Praise the Lord. We are singing Hosanna today. But I believe tomorrow, we will sing Hosanna here, but tomorrow say crucify him. Yes. You and myself will say, this man has taken himself to be extraordinary and he needs to be crucified. Why he call himself Son of God? Where he come from before he call himself Son of God? We the same group of people that was spreading our lava. We the same group of people that waving our family. That we the same group of people tomorrow, we're going to say crucifying. Won't you say crucifying too? Yes. After saying crucifying, he will go on the cross. Now on the cross, what he did on the cross, that way we are redeemed today. What he's going to do on the cross as our Savior will redeem you and myself from oppression. What he's going to do on the cross will make us to know that we are real Christians. Are you a Christian? When you say yes in your heart, then you have to be meek. You have to be lonely. You have to be humble. Jesus came as a humble servant. He did not come being proud. He did not come being boastful. But he came in that form, riding on a donkey. Our king is coming to Jerusalem, riding on a donkey. Very meek and very humble. As you are humble, you have to do humbleness in the sight of God. That praises will always come unto God and not you. Jesus entered into Jerusalem, my friend. And we all have been saying how he entered Jerusalem triumphantly. People were singing. People were praising God. People were rejoicing. But at this time, as we have come to hear and to observe what he really did as he entered Jerusalem. He entered Jerusalem with that loud and joyful song. We saw him when he was entered, how he was healing the sick. Yes. All hard things that come his way, he does it. When someone is sick, he will go and heal that person. When someone is blind, he is the eyes with demon. When someone has trouble, he will take you out of your trouble. When someone has problem, he will help you in your problem. When someone is really seeking him, he will tell you, yes, here I am, come to me. But with all that, as he enters triumphantly with the same group today, as we sing in the Hosanna, are you part of the Hosanna singing group? Are you part of the Hosanna singing group? When you say yes in your heart, you have said it right. But how are you singing it? Are you singing it joyfully? Are you singing it with a clear heart? Are you singing it without no mistake? Are you singing it with proudness? Are you singing it with boasting? But my friend, there is no boasting in God's work, my friend. God's work, and God does everything to those who humble themselves. As you humble yourself, it will lift you up. As you humble yourself, it will make you to be proud. As you humble yourself, it will always be on your side and lead you through. But as you boast yourself up, I'm a son of God, I do this, I can do that, I can raise this, I can do that. No, Jesus did not come that way. I want you, as Jesus entering into Jerusalem, let's join in entering Jerusalem triumphantly. Let's sing our joyful song. We'll ask the choir to sing our joyful song as Jesus entered into Jerusalem. That joyful song that they were waving their palm leaves, saying, Hosanna, Hosanna, our Lord has come. That joyful song, our Savior is riding on the donkey. And they were spreading their clothes. They were taking their costumes and things. They were singing that glorious song, praising God that our Savior has come. He has come to redeem us from all oppression. He has come to redeem us from all our problems. He has come to save us from our sins. He has come to make us to live as demons. He has come to live to make us to walk in the light. He has come to make us to move in his ways. Our Lord is entering Jerusalem joyfully. People coming in, singing that joyful song with him. But how do you sing that joyful song? Are you singing it that tomorrow you join the group that saying crucify him? Yes. We are going to say crucify him tomorrow. But let us sing the joyful song today. As he enters into Jerusalem, that joyful song, we have to sing it in a way that praises will always come unto God. We have to join in singing the joyful song, singing the Hosanna as Jesus entering. He is our Savior. He is our Redeemer. He redeemed us from all oppression. He redeemed us that through his sins, through his blood that he's going to share on the cross on Friday to make us to be free. To be free at last, that when you call upon his holy name that day, whatever problem you have will be solved. Yes. Jesus is going to share his blood on the cross. He's going to share his blood on the cross on that Friday, which I'm inviting you to come on that Friday, that you hear all what he was doing and all what he's telling his Father and our Father, that he should forgive us. Yes, we don't know what we are doing. Many of us, we are calling the Christian name, we put it on our head, and when we turn around, we say, hey, God, baby, we cannot so help us, one person, help us, one on the other side. When we're doing things that is not pleasing to him, but he's going to tell us on that day when we do come here on Friday, how we all will say, crucify him. He is a man who is boastful. He is a man who is proud. He is a man that doesn't humble himself. He is a man that loves to do good. Praise the Lord. But how will you say someone who is doing good to be crucified? How will you say someone who is taking you from oppression to be go into jail? How will you say someone who God has chosen to come and help us in doing his work, we say that boy on the cross, he's not supposed to live. Jesus is entering Jerusalem, my friend. Are you singing that joyful song? That Hosanna praise it? That Hosanna song, Hosanna, the Lord is entering into Jerusalem. Are you part of that singing group? That singing glory to the throne of God, thanking God for Jesus entering into Jerusalem triumphantly? Are you that part? Or you have come for our service that people will see that you are a Christian? But my friend, when you say you are a Christian, you have to humble yourself. You have to humble yourself and leave fashion on one side. Forget all the fashion and live as a man and woman of God, that someone will look at you and say, yes, this is what God expects us to be. But many of us as believers today, we are not humble at all. We are too proud. We are boastful. We are doing things in our own strength. But how will you not follow the footsteps of Jesus Christ? Jesus came lonely, riding on a donkey. And as he ride on a donkey, you know how meek a donkey is. Cool, very cool. And being cool, you, as you call yourself a believer today, you have to be cool and live to the expectation of God that presence will come unto you. Are you living that life that is pleasing unto God? Are you living that life just to please your own eyes? Are you living that life that will be humble to you? Jesus has come. And just as he has come to redeem you and myself. Just as he has come, many of us are still in doubt. Yes, it is our Savior. But why be in doubt? Many of us will be like Thomas. Hello. We'll be like Thomas. We'll say we want to see all what he was doing yesterday before we believe him. We are making a sad mistake. He has done wonders. He has performed miracles we were thinking of. The wonders we were thinking of that he can do, he's still doing it. Up until now, he's still making the blind to see. He's making the cripple to walk. He's making things come true. But then what do you want to see before you believe? And you still continue being in doubt. But move out of darkness, my friend. Move out of darkness and believe that our Lord and Savior has come to redeem us from all oppression. Our Lord and Savior has come to redeem us from all our sins. The many sins that we have been committing, he has come to redeem us from that. But then why can't we join in singing the Hosanna? The Hosanna that the Lord expecting us to sing. We sing it in here, then we can sing it in our very home. But many of us, the believers, the Hosanna, we sing it in the bar. The Hosanna, we sing it in the marketplaces where no one's supposed to be. The Hosanna supposed to come in the church. The Hosanna, we, at this time, we're supposed to be singing joyful songs. The Hosanna telling Jesus, we welcome you into our homes. Praise the Lord. Jesus enter into Jerusalem, my friend. And let us all join hands to enter Jerusalem with him triumphantly. Triumphantly means to sing joyful songs. Joyful songs that will please the unbelievers, telling them that our Lord and Savior has come to redeem us from all our sins and all our oppressions. Yes. We are singing the Hosanna today, my friend. But tomorrow, I know we'll all join him and say all what he came doing, it was not right. It was not supposed to help nobody. Just imagine what happened to poor. When he said you don't have, you call on him, he gave you. When you are in doubt, he tell you move out of darkness. When you sick, he say, this sickness that in you, I take it out. In Jesus' name, then he move. But then we all what he came to do, we say, no, no. We don't want him to be so. We want to condemn him to death. But how will you condemn your Savior to death? Yes. You and myself are part of the condemnation. You and myself are part of the condemnation that will come on Friday. That we all will be saying, crucify him. Crucify him. Hallelujah. Won't you say crucify him too? Yes, you will say it. Because he has done a lot in your life. And all the good things he has done in your life, you are not pleased with that. And you take him to be a liar. But how will you take your Lord and Savior a liar? Our Lord and our Savior, we can't take him to be a liar. We have to trust him and abide in him and live for him a life that will be pleasing unto God, our Father in heaven. A life that will be pleasing to you and myself, that someone will look at you and call you a man or woman of God. But we are not sometimes doing it. We're singing the Hosanna different places. We're singing the Hosanna in next man's pool. We're singing the Hosanna that we're supposed to be on the street singing. We're singing it in a closet of someone. Praise the Lord. This is your voice I want you to think of today. Jesus is entering into Jerusalem. But as he enters into Jerusalem triumphantly, we all entering with him and we're praising God that he is our Lord and Savior. But being our Lord and Savior, we have to trust him. Yes. Don't be in doubt. God's word or as Jesus enters, and not you are not in doubt. As women can say, Kebe. No. Jesus entered there triumphantly, not Kebe. Jesus entered Jerusalem triumphantly, which we are singing Hosanna. Hosanna, our Lord comes riding on a donkey. Riding on a colt. How big a colt is that how Jesus is? It's very big. It's very holy. As holy, you and myself have to live holy for him. Are you living holy for him too? Are you living holy that is pleasing to yourself or pleasing to the community that you live in? That people are looking at you as a man of God. People are looking at you as a believer. People are looking at you just as someone who has set himself aside, really to work for God? Or are you living there with fools? You're living there, every day they pick at you. They people here, yeah, they just go in a church for the church people to be plenty. Yes. But I want you to change your way now. I want you to change your way today. As Jesus is entering into Jerusalem triumphantly, and as we all praise him, entering into Jerusalem, when your life is not well pleasing to yourself, change your way and live a life for Jesus humble. As the Bible says, as the word says, humble yourself before the Lord and he will lift you up. Yes. But many a times we can't humble ourselves. When we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we start blocking the word of God. But the word of God means humbleness. You have to humble yourself in the sight of God. He will lift you up. You will continue going higher and higher and higher. May God bless us all. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Shall we all stand? For our benediction, just raise up your right hand and close your eyes. Our Father, our God, I once again want to thank you for hands up and eyes closed before you. You are our God and our Redeemer. I want you, O God, on this Palm Sunday to strengthen the hearts and minds of your children. Make them to know you and to work according to your gracious will. As we all are singing a Hosanna today, it should not be for nothing Hosanna, but let your will be done on us. We are leaving from here going to our burial homes. Prepare us that we may be able to come here on Friday to see how you will be crucified and to see how we'll take you from the cross and bury you before going to our burial home. I know you are able to care for us, so I say thank you. Bless us now and let your will be done. But we have to continue working in your mighty name and continue knowing that with your mighty hand it is you alone. I'll continue praising and glorifying us all this in Jesus' name. That we all say big amen.
You just listened to the first superintendent of the Church of the Believers, Pastor Charles D. Gay, preach from the text Matthew 21:1-4, and the theme, Jesus Enters Jerusalem Triumphantly. If you wish to worship with us this Sunday, we are located opposite the Don Bosco Youth Center in the Matadi Estate. Our worship service starts at 11 a.m. and ends at 12:30 p.m. Thanks for listening. We will be back next week, same time, same station. I am your producer, Alfred Jeezy. Bye-bye. You will be blessed that you come.
In the morning,
when the tears fill your eyes,
you'll come to my morning.
In the morning.